Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website at the university, an easy one to remember, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, on this 19th day of November 2021. Folks, as we look ahead, a beautiful day in store today across the area after a rather chilly morning. Temperatures continue to be below seasonal averages, but the surface high that came south following that front on Wednesday night is going to start moving east of us later today. And remember, that high has a clockwise wind motion around it. As a result, it gets off to the east. Our winds go back to the south-southeast as early as later this afternoon, tonight, and certainly into tomorrow. They really begin picking up tomorrow. We'll see a warming trend with all the sunshine. Still a beautiful Saturday in store for Austin, for south-central Texas, with highs in the 70s. Once we get to Sunday, a little more unsettled. A few more clouds in the weather picture as another cold front, a very weak one, passes the area sometime in the afternoon into evening hours on Sunday. Once that moves on through, we'll cool down a little bit going into the new week. But this whole weather pattern is rather progressive. That is, these weather systems continue to quickly move from west to east, and we have another cold front, another low-pressure storm system coming in from the west by late next Wednesday into Thanksgiving Day and into Friday as well. Now, ahead of that, we'll warm up a little bit and have more of a southerly wind Tuesday into Wednesday. But by the time we get into Wednesday night into early Thursday, the cold front, the upper level and surface low pressure area will move through. And it looks like the upper level low may lag behind the front a bit. What does that mean for us? Well, I think it's our best chance of rain anytime in the 7-day forecast. But unfortunately, it won't just be along the front as it comes through late Wednesday night to Thursday morning. It's likely to linger now, based on what we're able to see, and that rain could continue back in the cooler air, even thunderstorms around back in the cooler air through much of the day next Thursday, which happens to be Thanksgiving Day, and may even continue into Friday as temperatures cool down, the cooler air at the surface coming in, but the upper level low again, another lifting mechanism lagging back to the west, and as a result, more of what I like to call an overrunning weather pattern across Austin and South Central Texas. National Weather Service, College Park, Maryland, weather prediction center is telling us they anticipate for Austin, this has gone up a whole lot, for next week, for the period Wednesday and Thursday. Right now we're anticipating maybe a half inch to an inch of rain or more across the I-35 corridor. So this shows that this weather system for the mid and latter part of next week is a little different than the ones we've seen recently where the fronts have come in dry. This one has the potential to produce some rainy weather across South Central Texas. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Friday, 19th day of November 2021. I'll update my website with the 7-day forecast. Of course, that's on the website. And my audio weather thoughts again on Monday morning. Have yourself a good Friday and a safe weekend.